आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्युरेट सोनमर्ग टनल प्रोजेक्ट इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर टुडे। World's largest spiritual and cultural gathering Mahakumbh Mela begins in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on the occasion of Posh Purnima. Festival of harvest Lohri being celebrated in North India today. Third round of nuclear talks between Iran and three European countries to take place in Geneva. North India shivers as cold wave and dense fog grip the region, and Khokho World Cup 2025 to begin today in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel to the nation today in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. The Sonmarg Tunnel will significantly reduce the travel time to just 20-25 minutes between Gagangir and Sonmarg in Ganderbal district. The opening of the tunnel will boost up domestic and international tourism in Sonmarg while providing all-weather connectivity between Sonmarg and Gagangir that leads to approach road towards under-construction Zojila Tunnel. The tunnel will increase socio-economic development throughout the region, including Kargil and Leh districts. The tunnel is a game-changer for the region, offering more than just a connection between Gagangir and Sonmarg. The tunnel is equipped with cutting-edge technologies that provide real-time updates and seamless connectivity for users. This futuristic infrastructure will enhance the travel experience and also set a new standard for road connectivity in the region. The work on the tunnel project began in May 2015 and was completed last year. More from our correspondent.
The total cost of Sonmarg project is 2,700 crore rupees. This strategic 6.5 kilometer tunnel will be a major step towards making the Ladakh region accessible by road throughout the year. This engineering marvel is poised to unlock the full potential of the region's trade and tourism sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a public rally after the inauguration of the tunnel. Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Dr. Jitendra Singh, J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, other ministers and senior officials will be present on the occasion. Hoteliers, traders and locals have expressed their happiness and joy over completion of this prestigious project. They hope the tunnel will open up employment opportunities for the people in the region. Prime Minister will interact with engineers and other workforce of the project. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
And now news from Mahakumbh. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering Mahakumbh began today in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on the occasion of Posh Purnima. Millions of devotees, pilgrims and visitors are taking holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on the 26th of February, a rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds to the speciality of Mahakumbh this year. Yesterday, nearly 50 lakh devotees took a dip at the Triveni Sangam. Besides the ritual bath, millions of devotees will also observe the ancient tradition of Kalpvas at the Sangam. According to ancient beliefs, devotees will observe Kalpvas for 1 month till Magh Purnima, strictly adhering to the prescribed rituals. Special arrangements have been made to ensure a smooth and spiritual experience for devotees during this sacred observance. The government has left no stone unturned to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable. A 7-layer security is in place for Mahakumbh. And now we go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in Prayagraj. Anupam, what type of enthusiasm are you witnessing in Prayagraj on the first day of Mahakumbh today?
Yes, Anuja, the 45-day grand event of faith, spirituality and culture Mahakumbh has begun at Prayagraj. Millions and millions of devotees and pilgrims are taking holy dip at Triveni Sangam. We are near the Sangam, an atmosphere of spiritual fervor has filled the air. There is enthusiasm and excitement among people to reach the historic city and take the holy bath. From youth to senior citizens and from women to kids, all are participating in the Mahakumbh with devotion and enthusiasm, braving the cold weather. 1.5 crore people are expected to take the holy dip today, Anuja.
Right, and what are the arrangements made by the administration and police for devotees and pilgrims?
Anuja, the government has set up a multi-layered security in the Mahakumbh Nagar and Prayagraj, checkpoints in routes, cameras with artificial intelligence, underwater drones are keeping a track on activities. Over 30,000 police personnel along with the Central Armed Police Force Jawans have been deployed. Police has also designed contingency plans to address any eventuality. Anuja.
Right. Thank you for that update. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The festival of harvest, Lohri, will be celebrated today in North India, especially in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Chandigarh. Lohri marks the end of the long nights of winter and welcomes the longer days of summer as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. Lohri is celebrated very enthusiastically and zestfully, accompanied by many customs and traditions. The festival is mostly associated with crop harvesting and happiness. Our correspondent reports that popcorns, peanuts, ravdi and gajak are distributed to all neighbors, friends and relatives on the occasion.
Lohri is a vibrant event complete with a Lohri fire, praying, dancing, feasting and singing the legendary Dulla Bhatti song. The bonfires will be burned during evening and families and neighbors will enjoy the festival together while having peanuts, ravdis, etc. Punjab also celebrates Tiyandi Lohri, the Lohri of daughters, by organizing special programs for the newly born girl child and otherwise also. It is a symbolic event to improve the sex ratio in the state and supporting the girl child to live their life with dignity and pride. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Telangana, three-day Makar Sankranti festivities commenced with people celebrating Bhogi today with traditional fervor and gaiety. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The first day of Sankranti festivities began with the Bhogi Mantalu, that is bonfire, lit early this morning. People along with children burned their old and unused belongings in the fire as a symbol to get rid of the bad and evil. People are inviting Sankranti Lakshmi, a sign of prosperity, by decorating their houses traditionally with colorful rangoli, mango leaves and marigold flowers. Colorful kites will adorn skies over Hyderabad as the Telangana International Kite Festival is commencing later today at the parade grounds in Secunderabad. The event is witnessing participation of kite flyers from over 20 countries. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagjit Dhankar have extended their greetings on the occasion of Lohri. They also extended their greetings for the upcoming Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu festivals, which will be celebrated tomorrow. The Vice President underlined that these festivals represent country's age-old tradition of honouring the harvest season. In international news, the third round of talks between Iran and three European countries is set to resume in Geneva, Switzerland today. The two-day meeting will focus on the nuclear issue. Representatives from the EU will also attend the discussions involving Iran, Germany, France and Britain. Earlier, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Fatemeh Mohajerani stated that Iran is ready for talks with Western countries on its nuclear program as long as Tehran's highest interests are considered. Back home, the IMD has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Rajasthan today. Northern, eastern and northeastern states of the country can experience dense fog in the morning and night hours during the next 2 days. The Weather Office further predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahi till tomorrow. IMD said northwest, central and west India are likely to witness a gradual fall in the minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days, but can witness a gradual rise by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius during the subsequent 3 days. Moving on to more updates from the world of sports, the inaugural edition of Kho-Kho World Cup will begin at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. We have more from our correspondent.
This edition of Kho-Kho World Cup will feature 20 men's and 19 women's teams. The Kho-Kho Federation of India has named a 15-member squad each for the men's and women's competitions. Today, Indian men's team led by Prateek Vaikar will start their campaign with the opening match against Nepal at 8:30 p.m. while Priyanka Ingle-led women's side will be in action from tomorrow. Moving towards women's cricket, India has clinched the 3-match ODI series with 2-0 lead after they defeated Ireland by 116 runs in the second match played yesterday in Rajkot. Jemima Rodrigues got the Player of the Match award for her fabulous century. On the other hand, in domestic cricket, Haryana, Karnataka, Vidarbha and Maharashtra have made it to the semi-finals of the Vijay Hazare Trophy 2024-25. Moreover, star Indian batter Shreyas Iyer has been appointed as the new captain of Punjab Kings for the upcoming season of Indian Premier League IPL 2025. Next, we have from the World Table Tennis Contender 2025, where India's Ehika Mukherjee, Diya Chitle won their respective group matches in women's singles yesterday. In men's singles, Manush Shah also registered victory. Today in men's singles, Mudit Dhani will be up against Dipansh Bhagwani of Indonesia and Pius Jain will play against Chinese peddler Shu Yingbi in Muscat, Oman. Moving towards prestigious Australian Open 2025 tennis, India's Sumit Nagal crashed out after losing in straight sets to Shezika's Tomas Mashak in first round of the men's singles event at Melbourne Park yesterday. India's next hope is from the doubles campaign. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The inaugural Women's Hockey India League got underway with a glitzy ceremony where artists showcased the culture of Jharkhand in Ranchi yesterday. More from our correspondent.
The Women's Hockey India League got underway yesterday with a momentous and glittering opening ceremony that featured the rich local culture of the region. In attendance were many dignitaries, including the captains of the four competing teams. Tournament proper began right after with a match between the Odisha Warriors and the Delhi SG Pipers. While the two strong teams looked evenly matched on paper, Odisha outclassed Delhi on the turf, winning at a canter by a score of 4-0.
Diki Moyes ka ye push. Aur bahut acha hit. ये भी यंसन जो कि नेदरलैंड्स की है शॉट में इतनी ताकत थी.
Meanwhile, the men's action continued back in Rourkela and an informed Hyderabad Tufans destroyed home team Kalinga Lancers 5-1 to climb to second. Player of the match Arshdeep, Kaseya and Tim Brand scored the other goals for them in a dominating performance. Today, both men's and women's action will continue with the high-flying Tamil Nadu Dragons facing the struggling Delhi SG Pipers in the men's section, while the Sharachi Rad Bengal Tigers will take on the Surma Hockey Club in the women's side. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani News.
In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on TB Mukt Bharat with Professor Urvashi Singh, DDG TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our expert relating to TB. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Anuja. The Indian Express reports an estimated 45 crore people are expected to visit the Mahakumbh over next 45 days. Spirituality meets AI as Mahakumbh begins today with millions thronging Prayagraj for the Mela, writes the Tribune, while QR codes provide spiritual roadmap, says the Times of India. Under the headline Kumbh, a big brand affair, the Economic Times writes about how companies are allotting 70% of spends to six Snans and stepping up social media marketing to capitalize on the Mahakumbh. Prime Minister Modi hails Swami Vivekanand, reports the Asian Age, asking Yuva Shakti to go for big goals. Declining fertility levels push up Kerala's maternal mortality ratio, reports the Hindu. And finally, three of the world's 10 slowest cities in terms of driving traffic speeds are in India. The Pioneer notes Kolkata, Bengaluru and Pune slowest in traffic globally. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir today. World's largest spiritual and cultural gathering Mahakumbh Mela begins in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on the occasion of Posh Purnima. Festival of Harvest Lohri being celebrated in North India today. Third round of nuclear talks between Iran and three European countries to take place in Geneva. North India shivers as cold wave and dense fog grip the region. And Kho-Kho World Cup 2025 to begin today in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.